Now, I just want to point out before we begin the Tanya itself that this expression, Chochma Bina and Daas, is actually found in the Torah itself. And in fact, you saw it not so long ago, exactly. The Pasuk says by Bezalel, V'amalei oisoi ruach Elohim, b'chochma, u'bisvuna, u'vedas, u'vechol melacha. Rashi, on that Pasuk, says that b'chochma, this is Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Bezalel, Parshas Kisisa, Masha Adam Shaymea Dvorim Meyacherim Volomed. So Rashi does not learn that Chochma is the brilliant flash of insight. Rashi learns instead that Chochma is something that you hear from others. And that's basically somebody's listening to a Shir and he gets a Yesoid. And now the question is, what does he do with the Yesoid? So what he does on his own with the Yesoid, what do we call that? Bina. So Rashi says, Ubisvuna, Maven Dova Miliboy Mitoich Dvarim Shalomad. So again, Rashi learns that Chochma is the learning from others, and Bina is the expansion within oneself of that learning from others to be Maven Dova Mitoich Dover, how he uses it to develop it and to learn consequences from it. So what's Das? So in this particular context, at least, Rashi says Das is Ruach HaKodesh. So it's very interesting. What Chochma are we talking about B'negeya to Bezalel when we speak about Loimed Me'acherim? So Bezalel was all of a bar mitzvah age, of course. But Afal Pikein, apparently, even in the Chochma of his skill, of his craft, there was a Masaira. There were all kinds of builders and people who were experts in various fields of construction. And this is the Chochma Shalomad. What is the Maven Dover Mitoch Dover? That he has a Binas Halev, a Tevuna, to be able to extrapolate and to develop. But apparently, when it comes to building the Mishkan, it's not a simple construction. It's not like you're making a cabinet for your living room. So that you need Ruach HaKadosh. So the Chochma and Tevuna and Das, in the case of Bezalel, is, according to Rashi, Lomad Me'acherim, Maven B'Liboy Mitoch Dover, and Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh Vayist Ois is not only to help him understand how to do it, but also to infuse in what he does a special quality. This is, by the way, just Derech Agav. I'm not making a comparison at all. Don't think that I am. But when we started building this shul, it was crucial for me to guarantee that the Kedusha that ends up should start from the very beginning. And I have to tell you frankly that one of the things that we insisted upon, and which cost us financially as well, because every sacrifice is with a cost, is that it has to be 1,000% legal every step of the way. There's no cutting corners, there's no playing games, there's no saying you're doing this and doing something else. It was Baruch Hashem without ever having a stoppage, without ever having an inspector come and say, this is wrong, this is no good. And it was Mamish B'Kedusha V'Tara from the very outset, a very big Kiddush Hashem. And besides that, the agenda that we have, for example, we have, I am be'etzem not a satma chosid, but in certain inyonim I am. What do I mean? In the inyonim of tznius, I'm very much a satma. I'm very makpid because I trust the koiches of the yetzer hara. I have a very great respect for the yetzer hara. I have a tremendous appreciation of a person's failings. Now, that doesn't mean that I look down on anybody, but my appreciation means that we have in ourselves much less of a capacity to rise above the occasion and not to see what we're not supposed to see. The eyes are eyes, and like the Gemara says, Ha'ayin roya v'halev chaymeh. That's the way it is. Eina v'liba treisir suri da'aveira. It's very strange that in more modern circles they seem not to have a problem with the Yetzer Hara. And in the more Haredi circles, they do. Isn't that a pella? It's a pella. Dova v'hifucha. In any case, so what is it, Nageya? So we decided we need a simcha hall. We're going to have an income from the balabatim who make simchas. It's a tremendous enterprise building a building like this, millions of dollars, and lemaisa medavta chama a constant running source of income. So we have a simcha hall. What is it? The simcha hall. The kashrus has to be impeccable. And the kashrus means tznius as well. So what does it mean, lemaisa? There has to be a mechitza between the men and the women at all times and in any kind of simcha. Now imagine a person wants to make a sheva brachas. So he makes a sheva brachas. He has his families. But it's not one family. It's two families. And the two families have nothing to do with each other. And if a meidel sits dorten in a table that's 2 feet away, mechitza, what is she, my sister? She's my mother. She's my daughter. She's a total stranger. And even if she was my cousin, it's also not so pashut. If I see her every day, and mala simcha, a person comes from Los Angeles, they come from Scarsdale, they're based from Valentine Kumen, and they're not even shaykh to me. So what's it different than anything else? But people are meira heter, and they say, listen, it's a simcha, it's a Shabbos, it's this, it's that. I'm a very simple person, and to me, a mechitza is a mechitza, and that's the best tris b'fnei haperonius. And we're very makbid that the men come in from this side on Avenue J, and the women come in from the back in East 18th Street. But like Karab Zelza, in the entire building, it's possible to have a simcha where a man and a woman never see each other once they come off the street. That kind of kedusha, I am convinced, although I'm not a Navi, and I don't have Ruach HaKodesh, but I am convinced that that kind of kedusha, inspired in the very walls of the binyan Me'ikara, is what prompts that we should have the hatzlocha that we have here, and in the many others. Probably, it's hard to say. I didn't check every other base medrash, but pound for pound and inch for inch, there's more learning going on here. It's mind-boggling. Why? Because Azevi Mishtalt Arayin in the Yisoidis Hadvarim. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, when he started with the Yerias and with the Izim. Well, go buy Yerias and buy Izim. Meanwhile, you'll have time to learn. What are you doing? You want to teach Kleine Kinderlach? Gewaldig. Buy the Sfarim. Rent the Bokum. What are you doing? The Teretz is from the very Aleph of the whole enterprise, you infuse a Kedusha and a Tara, and that L'shem Shemayim of what you're trying to do, it has tremendous consequences. That's the Ruach HaKodesh Shabbai in the whole binyan of the Mishkan. And the Nedivus HaLev of all the people are also a chelik of that. And then I said something very interesting, which I take very seriously in my own endeavors. After the Mishkan was built, with Bezalel's Ruach HaKodesh, and with the Nedivus HaLev, which never, there's no parallel to it. Vayikol Yom Avi, they had to be forced to stop giving. When did you ever have such a phenomenon? We're talking about Yidden. Vayikol Yom Avi. And then, at the time of the dedication of the Chanukah Habayis of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, Yehi Ratzon Shetishre Shechina B'Maisa Yedeichem. What's the Havamina? That it's not. Hashem commanded it. Everything is Alpi Hashem. Everything is Baruch HaKodesh. Everything was with perfect Nedivus HaLev. What is going on? And then there's the Bekrei HaKodesh that you were talking about also, which is an unbelievable thing. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we just mentioned this morning. Normally, Chos and Kala do not fast on Rosh Chodesh. In Chodesh Nisan, you're not supposed to fast in general the whole Chodesh, except for Chos and Kala. What about Rosh Chodesh Nisan? No, says the Rama. Even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they fast. What's Rosh Chodesh Nisan different? You go later in the Shulchan Aruch, you see that Chodesh Nisan has a day, Rosh Chodesh, that Yomim Shemisanim Bo. Why are we Misan on Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is unique. Yom Shemesu Bnei Aaron. You know what Rosh Chodesh Nisan was? It was the Chanukah Sabbath. So the Chapela de Gazach, the whole thing. So you see that you need Mamish Amayri de Gesiyata de Shmaya in the gather of what they say, Kulei Hai V'ulai. Kulei Hai V'ulai. V'amale Yoisoi Ruach Elohim b'chochma u'besvuna u'vedas. Zokta Eben Ezra. K'moy v'yoshua b'nun molei ruach chochma. Uksiv v'nocha olav ruach Hashem. By Melech HaMashiach. U'pirushoi mahi ruach Hashem. V'hi ruach chochma u'bina. What is chochma? Zokta Eben Ezra, a different mahalach. Chochma hi hatsurois ha'atsurois ba'achroinis moyach ha'roish. He says that Eben Ezra is mechaven that there are different compartments in the brain that govern different modalities of thought. And there's a place where you have, your memory captures ideas. And then he says, umilas tvuna gam bina migzeras bain, from the word bain, between. In between. He learns that Bina comes from in between. The truth is that even without his physical explanation, in between, it is in between. You know why? Because whenever you maven dover, mitoch dover, you have something here and something there, and you're trying to figure out the distinctions between them and the comparisons between them. So that's Bain. Ma Bain Zelazeh. So he says that's from the word Bain. V'hi ha-tzura ha-imedes bein tzuras ha-das u-bein tzuras ha-chochma k'neged nenekev ha-emtzoyi b'moyach ha-roish v'ha-das ha-mischaberes b'nikve ha-moyach el ha-metzach mei ha-hargoshais. So he has a whole chochma about how it is that in the brain you have these different compartments. Right? And then he quotes in Arabic three different names for different kinds of wisdom. Which parallel Chochma, Bina, and Das. It's very interesting that even in Islam, they have very similar, that's the Arabic philosophers, Chochma, Bina, and Das. But it's not Negev to us at all. Then he writes, V'hinei Betzalel, Hayomoli kol Chochma, Becheshbein, Umidois, Va'arochim, Umalechas Shamayim, V'chochma Satayladois, V'soid HaNeshama, V'hayolo Yisrein al kol Anshe Doiroi, Shahoyo Yoidea kol Melocha. He says, when it says here in the Pasuk, V'chochma besvuno v'das u'v'chol melocha, what is being moisif to v'chol melocha? He says you have specialists. Then you have jacks of all trades. But the jack of all trades is not that kind of level of the specialist. You have a master carpenter, and then you have a master plumber. But if a person is both a carpenter and a plumber, he's not a master. Jack of all trades, master of none, Zuckman. Betzalel was the one and only, says the Eben Ezra, Yoitzim and Aklal. He was not a jack of all trades, he was a master of all trades. That's the yisoid of a chol melocha. He says this, V'hoyolo yisroin al kol anshe doiroi, shoyo yoidea kol melocha ki rabim chach meilev lo yedu afilu melocha achas. If they have it in them, but they may not know the practice of it, al ken kosov v'chol melocha. U v'chol melocha, with a vav. It means that not only does he have these kishroinos, but l'maisa shaboy, he's capable in every possible field of activity. So that's Betzalel. An unbelievable thing. And that probably has to do with that Ruach HaKodesh as well. For Amali Oysay Ruach Alikin. Who can have that kind of Kishrin at that age? The Teretz is, his gift is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's get now to the Tanya. So the I'll read it to you together with you from V'hine b'chol b'china u'madrega misholish elu nefesh ruach u'neshama. We're not going to go into now the pratim of nefesh ruach neshama, what's called in Rashi Teva's naran, because otherwise we'll be spending another week on this. Klula me'esa b'chinois. There are 10 levels in nefesh ruach neshama. Keneged esa sfiros. The sfiros are keneged esa sfiros elyonois shenishtalshu mehem. That are nechlokos lishtayim, shehem sholosh imois, v'sheva kfulois. Sholosh imois, chochma, bina, and das. Now, everybody knows, most probably, that the arrangement of the spheroids are not always identical. Not only are the names sometimes different, but also in terms of the first three. This Kesa Chochma Bina, he has here Chochma Bina and Das. And then he has the Shivas Yemei HaBinyan, the different Madregas that follow Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, and Malchus. B'kach, b'nefesh ha'odom, sh'nechlekes l'shtayim, seichel u'midos. Ha'seichel koilo chochma bino v'daz. These are, of course, elements of understanding and comprehension. And the midos, avas Hashem, pachdo, yirosoi, l'faroi, v'chulu. Ha'chabad nikru imos, u'mokor la'midos. Ki ha'midos heim toldos, chochma bino and das. So he says, b'yur ha'inyon. Kinei aseichel sheba nefesh hamaskelas shehu hamaskil kol dover nikra b'shem chochma. Chochma are oisiyos koyach ma. We'll discuss that in a moment. What is that supposed to be? What does that indicate? But chochma is koyach ma. This, by the way, is in a very large number of Kabbalah Sfarim, starting with the Zohar. That chochma is oisiyos koyach ma. I just want to embellish what we're going to say about this, not al pi Kabbalah, but al pi Drush. What is the Chochma Koyach Ma? You know that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, when they had the Machloikas with Koyach, they said, Anachnu Ma. And the Chazal tell us that that Madrega of Anachnu Ma is even greater than the Madrega of Anova of Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu said, Anoichi off of a Efer. And off of an Efer is still something, whereas Ma is nothing. So when they said Anachnu Ma, that Madrega of Anova was even greater. And of course, in that very Machloikas, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam say about Moshe Rabbeinu when he's talking about to Miriam and to Aaron, Benogea, when Miriam was Mitzaras Kasholeg, that time, when they said something against Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, Moshe Anov Mikol Adam Ashal Pnei Adam. And it says Pel Pe Adaber B'Maravlo B'Chidos, and then it says Moshe was the on of Mikol Adam Ashal Pnei Adam. The ultimate Madrega of Anova is in the person who has the ultimate Madrega of Nevuah. Very remarkable thing. In every field, getting very much down to earth, and that is one of the explanations that is given about Toiv Shebereifim LeGehen. One of the Mefarshim says this vort: in every endeavor, if a person wants to learn from others, he has to be mevatel the gaiva that's in his heart. Chochma is koyach ma. The koyach that gives you the ability to receive something from someone else, it requires that a person should be mevatel himself. You have sometimes talmidim, and I saw it b'chush, very sharp talmidim, very bright talmidim. Before they hear what the Rebbe is saying, you know, while it's coming out of the Rebbe's mouth, and he hasn't yet finished a sentence, they already have a question, they already have a criticism. I have a Talmud right now in my shir, a wonderful boy and a brilliant boy. And he loves, I mean, he's a Lichten Launin, Yom of Alayla. But before I manage to finish my sentence, he already has his hand up. And sometimes he doesn't raise his hand. The pshat is, his brain is working constantly, but there's a shtickel ani that's not ready to hear and to process and then to ask. You understand what I'm saying? The koyach ma is missing a little bit. It takes time. It has to develop. Sometimes maturity brings with you anova. A youngster is full of impetuousness. You know, he thinks he knows everything. You know, the old word about how when I was 17, I thought that my father didn't know anything, and in 3 years I'm amazed how much he learned. So the pshat is, it's true of a Rebbe and it's true of every endeavor. If a doctor feels, and that's what the Mefarish says, remember, one of the great Mefarshim, if a doctor feels that he's the top of his profession, and if a doctor feels that he knows everything, and the doctor feels that his diagnosis can't go wrong, and so on, and he reads an x-ray better than anybody else, v'chulei, 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 then anything that anybody else tells him, including the patient, and kal v'chomer the patient, but any other doctor, hey, listen, that's what you say. But I say different. And by not listening, you can't steig, and if you don't steig, of course you're going to make mistakes. And those mistakes are not excused by Oynes Rachmona Patre. Because if he would have listened more carefully, and if he would have been mevatel himself in his ani, then he would have learned a great deal. You know, there's a famous maisa of one of the great Talmidim of the Mezritch Magid, who on his way home after a number of years by the Mezritch Magid, he passed by at night, and he wanted to stay by a chaver of his. So he knocks on the door, and the chaver answers from inside, "Who is it?" And he says, "Ich, das bin ich." Because he figured that he would recognize his voice, since they were great Yedidim and spent many years together by the Maggid. He didn't answer. So again he knocks, he says, "Vel yedos, nochamal, das bin ich." It is I, ani, ze ani. Doesn't answer. Finally, he opens up the door and he says, "Why didn't you answer?" He says, "Your bitum is richer and you're able to say ani. You can say the word ani." So the story is that he turned around. He never ended up going home. He went back to the Mizrachi Magid. But the ani is a block of chokhmah. And that's why, al pidrush, chokhmah is the koyach of ma, the koyach of v'anachnu ma. He's been gomished. That opens you up, it opens all the pores of the brain, and it opens up the personality is able to be makabel. And a makabel, you know, the Chazal's Yesod by Taruvus is Aidi de Torit Lifloik Loi Bola. If you are your own engine of creativity, you're not going to listen. So for a person to have Bina, to have Chochmah, is an unbelievable Zach. Because Chochma requires the Koyach of Ma, and Bina says, "Ich kann allein verstehen, ich bin noch hier etwas." But that's the Yesod of Koyach Ma al Pidrush. But we'll see, Bli Neder, what it means a little bit al Pinista. Then he says, "Ukushemaitzi Koychoi El Apoyo." So he says, this Koyach that Chochma represents, and remember that the idea here in Chabad, in the Balatanya, is that original spark. Or this original capacity, but when it's Maitzil Apoyel, Pshem is Vainain Besichloi, he applies himself, Lahavin Dova La Ashuroi Ula Amkoi, Mitoich Ezed Var Chokma Hamusko Besichloi, he does not learn that Chokma necessarily comes from others, as Rashi was Mazbib and Egea Betzalel. He learns that Chokma also originates within oneself, but it is that original idea. It's the formless, shapeless idea of something, that brilliant flash of intuition, perhaps, that comes to you, which is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has to take shape. The taking shape of that brilliant flash, of that original idea, is called Bina, and that's what we mean by Meivin Dover Mitoich Dover. Because in order to build upon an idea, you have to develop its consequences. And by developing its consequences, you give it shape, and you give it substance, and it has, of course, much more in it than the original flash. Because by developing something, you understand it much better. So that's the word Bina, is comprehension and understanding. He writes, Mitoich ezet v'achoch ma'uska b'sichlo nikra Bina, v'heim hein av v'eim. Hamoylidois avas Hashem v'yirasa yupachdoi, ki haseichel shebenefesh hamaskelis. That he has a very, very critical yesod in all of his thinking, and this yesod, of course, requires a foundational axiom, a basic principle, that we are talking about a person who is muchon umezuman to the madregas of Yirah Shamayim. We're not talking about a person who is a brain, and he does not have any preconceived ideas of where he is in the world and what he is in the world. In other words, we're not starting from scratch. We are starting from a person who's a Baal Emunah, and we're starting from a person who's seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're starting with a person whose understanding is that the tachlis of a person is to get as close to the Eibishter as he can. That's the person we're talking about. Now this person, how does the Bina become Yirah Shamayim? That's what he's trying to explain. And of course, Chabad was critical of approaches to the Ribbono Shel Olam that do not become inspired by the intellect. It's not enough to have just the heart. The heart is too ephemeral, it's too fleeting, it's too superficial, and even when it's profound, but it does not have the opportunity to be mislabish in anything. Because kavanas are about what? So there's, of course, this tremendous problem, because when you're dealing with the Eibishter, what can you already think about the Eibishter? When there's almost less machshava tfisabei, and bichlal, like the Rambam says, you can say what he's not, but you can't say what he is. But Findestweg and Chabad said, no, that's not completely true, because there's a lot that we can still say. So he says that this chokhma and bina are av ve'eim, a father and a mother. In other words, the progenitors. Hamoylidos avas Hashem v'yirosu yipachtei. How does that happen? Zokta, ki ha-seichel shebenefesh ha-maskeles, kishemizboinein umamik mi'oid b'gdulas Hashem. Eichu memalei kol almin v'soyvev kol almin. V'kula kamei kelo choshiv, if he is inspired by the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nis'oirera midas yiras ha-roimimus b'moichoi u'b'machshavtoi, Lira ulizboishesh migdulosa yizborach she'ein loy soif v'tachlis upachad Hashem b'liboy v'shuv yislahe v'liboy be'ava azo kerish be'esh b'chashika v'chafitza u'tishuka v'nefesh shoykeika l'gdulas ein soif baruchu. The Balatanya says that it always starts with yira, and the yira leads to ava. The Yiras HaRoimimus is the priority before he gets to the Yislahiv Liboy Ba'ava Aza. V'hu Kalois HaNefesh, and this is what it means, Kol Sonafshi, and Tzoma Lucho Nafshi, and Tzoma Nafshi Lelikim. So when he says that my soul thirsts, it means that that original capacity, when it applies itself to looking into his place in the world, and the Ribbono Shel Olam in his world, he is filled with Yira, and then that Yira leads to Ava. It, according to the Balatanya, it starts out with contemplation. Contemplation brings Yira, and Yira brings Ava. So the Moyach triggers the Leif. And in the Leif itself, Yira comes before Ava. Why am I emphasizing this so much? But let's continue one more paragraph first. Atzimoyin hum yisoid ha'esh shebenefesh ha'elikis. And he quotes the Eitz Chaim. The Eitz Chaim, of course, being one of the foundational sforim in the Kisvei Ha'ari, which brings down the Ari's yisoidos. The Ari lived altogether, if my memory serves me correctly, for 38 years. It's unbelievable. The hashpa of a person that from 38 years... that his Talmud, Reb Chaim Vital, again, if my memory serves me correctly, was a Talmud of his only the last 2 years of his life. Now, how you can encompass all of this in 2 years, Bechlal, is, you see, there was also Ruach HaKodesh. You know, the Ravid writes in a couple of places about the Ruach HaKodesh that was Shoyre Bebeis Medrashay. And, of course, the Mefarshim ask, what is he trying to say with that? Is that proving that he's right? We have a universal principle. What is that principle? Loi b'ashamayim hi. So what does he mean, Ruach HaKodesh? Is vas? But the Teretz is, Enochanami. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is not going to tell you what the halacha is. But to open the pores of the mind, you need siyata d'shmaya. And when you have Ruach HaKodesh, there's a special segula of your capacity. And that's what he was talking about. In any case, this relationship with Reb Chaim Vital produces the Eitz Chaim. And the Eitz Chaim, he says, has two yesodos. Towards the very end of Eitz Chaim, we are already, when we're talking about Shahr Nun, Shahr Chamishim, we're almost at the end of the Sefer. There's a very remarkable Hagdama, you know, where he writes about how, even though we're going to talk a lot about the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should know that all of this talk is only because of the human need to create substance. But really, there's no havamina of concretizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu or giving him shape or substance, chas v'sholem. That's kfira. Our biggest problem in davening is that we are talking literally to the wall. Yiddishkeit has a much bigger problem in davening than any other religion, because they do not see Hashem in the tangible, physical sense that many other religions have. And memela, when you say Baruch Atah, what's the Atah that you're saying the Atah to? That makes it very difficult to daven. And there are all kinds of shailas about how much you can try to illustrate something in your mind's eye just to get past that block. But in any case, according to the Eitz Chaim, all of this discussion with the spheres and with everything else, and what we say about the Ribbono Shel Olam and the comparison to the Tzuras HaAdam in the different Eivarim and on and on and on, this is only L'saber HaOzen. These are very deep and mystical ideas, but that's where they remain, really. You can't say anything physical about the Ribbono Shel Olam on any level at any time. But in any case, in Sha'ar Nun of the Eitz Chaim, the Eitz Chaim speaks about the mid of Eish and Mayim, and he says that the Lev is compared to Eish, and the Moyach is compared to Mayim in these two Madregas, and that's what he brings here in the Eitz Chaim Sha'ar Nun, Bechinas Chochma Shenikra Mayim Shebenefesh Alekis Ushar Amidas Kulon Hein Anfi Yira V'Ava V'Toldoseim. You start out with Yira and Ava, and Yira and Ava lead to all the other midas that we speak about, that he mentioned a little bit besides. So then he speaks about Das. But before we get to this, I want to show you something very interesting. Abshol, please again, exhibit number one, the Rambam Hilchos Chelek Aleph. Yeah, Lufum Tzarag. So the Rambam says here, in Yesoide HaTorah. Normally I say this Baal Peh, but I'd rather read it to you Mamish Mila B'Mila. Hakeil HaNichvod V'HaNoira HaZeh. What does it mean, HaZeh? It means the Chelek, of which is called Hilchos Yesoide HaTorah, begins Perek Aleph talking about the Eibishter. After that, he speaks about the mitzvah of Ava and Yira. The first mitzvah that he mentions, of course, is the Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he considers a mitzvah saseh. As you all know, the famous machloikas, whether Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is a mitzvah or not. So the Rambam says, Yesoida Yesoidus Va'amud HaChochmos, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Leida Sheyesham Motzer Rishoin V'umamtzi Kol HaNimtza. And this Yediyah, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah saseh, in Halacha Vav of that first perek. V'yediyah Sdova Zeh, mitzvah saseh Shenema Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. This Ribbono Shel Olam that I have described, says the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, that's what he means in Perek Beis at the beginning, Hakeil HaNichbad V'HaNoira HaZeh. The HaZeh refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm describing in Perek Aleph. Mitzvah L'Ahavoy U'L'Yira Mimenu. Shenema, V'Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, V'Nema Es Hashem Elokecha Tiva. Notice an interesting thing, which is the first mitzvah. Ava, which is the next mitzvah, Yira. But it's much more remarkable than that. And in that already you see a chiluk between the presentations. Vehechi haderech la'avosav yirasa. So the Rambam Ilukhoi were trying to tell me, what does it mean? There's a legislation to love Hashem. So what does it mean? I mean, you know, there's two questions here. First of all, how do you legislate love? You can't legislate love. Love. Nuso, I have no feelings. What do you mean love? Secondly, what exactly does the Torah want from me? That's besides the question, the philosophical question, how do you legislate love? What's in this love? So the Rambam, v'heichi haderech la'avosei v'yirosei. Now, the Rambam is deliberately bringing both of them together, as you will see in a moment. Because he does not see Av and Yir as two separate worlds, b'chlav. But actually, Ava brings Yira, and only Ava brings Yira. Very remarkable. V'heichi aderech la'avosav yirasei v'shoa sheyizbainin ha'odom b'masav ubruav ha'nifloyim ha'gedoylim. Very similar now to what the Baal HaTanya is saying later on, of course. V'yira mehem chochmosai, and he sees the chochma gedoylo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ein lo erech v'loiketz. It has no, what's erech? Estimation, measurement. You cannot evaluate it. You cannot come to a sense of how great it is. V'loiketz, it's unlimited. It has no end. Miyad, hu oyhev, hu mishabeach, hu mefoyer, hu misave tava gedola, leida Hashem HaGadol. So you see a remarkable thing here, how also the blending of heart and mind. It's Leida Hashem HaGadol, and Leida, as we see in Das also, by Yeda Adam is Chava Ishtoi, Das is a Chibur concept as well. So there's the intellect and the heart are merging here. Where does it come from? A person looks at the world. I asked a simple question, and the answer to that question is the very first line of the Rambam. Hakeil Nichbad v'hanoira hazeh. My question is, who has a better comprehension than the scientist? Who has a better comprehension than the scientist of the capacity of understanding the madrega of ein lo erech v'leikets that the Rambam is talking about, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom? He looks at a cell and he sees much more than you and I. And he sees, he looks at a neutron. He looks at a molecule. He looks at the way the stomach functions and the acids of the stomach. And he doesn't just say, look at that, this acid can eat up a piece of chicken. How come it doesn't eat itself up? How come it doesn't eat up the chicken that we are? It's a pellet de gazach. But he doesn't stop at that. You open up a scientific journal and we're lost in the confusion of words and terms and ratios and mathematical constructions and formulae that we're not even familiar with. We can't even read it. It takes years of study and analysis to reach that madrega. And he is on top of that. He looks at the cosmos with lenses that we can only imagine. And when he gets a picture of something that we don't make heads or tails of, he's already able to tell you that this is a black hole, and this is a star that's exploding, and this is this, and this is that, and we see nothing. So imagine the capacity that he has should lead him to an unbelievable appreciation, which should lead to the most unbelievable av of Hashem. And it does not. So what's the pshat? The teretz is because you have to start. And that's what the same with the Baal HaTanya, with a premise. Hakel hanichbad v'hanoyra hazeh. And if you don't, then the most amazing thing occurs. You become a super Baal Gaiva. Because I know and I see what you don't know and you can't see. So instead of being mole ava for Hashem, he becomes mole ava for himself. And that's the bottom line of the whole thing. Zot the Rambam, if you start with a Kela Godel Vanichpadanayraze, then what do you come to when you look at the world? You come to tremendous Ava. Flegging the ganze Welt Akasha, how come the Rambam does not mention that you come to this incredible Ava through learning Torah? And in fact, the question is even more elaborate. Why? Because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs himself brings the Sifri that says on the Pasuk, V'ahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. What comes right after that? Next Pasuk. V'ahayu advarim ha'ela v'shinanta levanecha v'dibar tabam. How do you come to Ava, says the Sifri? Through learning Torah. And isn't the Torah of Hashem his greatest creation? And isn't it the most brilliant of his construct? So of course, when a person's mizbeinin in the Torah, he also should come to this unbelievable Avos Hashem. How come the Rambam left it out? And it's taka milsa de tmiya. I think, ani hakotan, I'm suggesting a very simple answer. The Rambam, it doesn't answer it completely, because the Rambam could have added it, and he doesn't mention it at all. But at least it's a shtickle teretz. What's my teretz? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a prerequisite to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in Torah. I'll tell you what I mean. A person who's mechuyev to learn, and he has to go deeper and deeper and deeper, he can really delve into the recesses of Torah, lahavdil, like the scientist who's looking at the black hole, and he sees b'chush the greatness of Hashem. Without being mechuyev in Talmud Torah, you're not going to see it. From opening up a chumash ba'alma, so to speak, on your own, you're not going to see it. It's only when you go deeper into the Torah that you suddenly see the unbelievable profundity and greatness of the Dvar Hashem. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is restricted to men. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem has no such restriction. Women are also mechuyavos in Avos Hashem. How do the women get to Avos Hashem? So the Rambam here gave us the secret davar hashava l'chol nefesh, which everyone is mechuyav to. How will everyone have the ability to reach out to that? The answer is, what's the answer? B'shashem is b'nein the world. That a man can do, and a woman can do as well. So then the Rambam says, what's Yira? So the Rambam finishes and he says,
Leida Hashem Hagadol. Kmo shama David, Sama Nafshi Leloikim Lekel Chai. The pasuk that the Baal HaTanya repeats himself that we just had, my soul thirsts, I thirst for what? For Hashem. How do you know that it's talking about thirsting for Hashem in connection to being mizbeinein in the world? Because it says lekel chai. The kel chai means that I sense in the chiyus of the world. In this very halacha, it's not even another number. The Rambam does not start a new halacha. He talks about Yira. And not only that, you'll see that the Rambam learns that Yira is actually a necessary consequence of Ava. It happens by itself. How does Yira get legislated? According to the Rambam, you have to have Ava. If you don't have Ava, you're not going to have Yira. Because Yira comes from the sense of Roimimus. And Roimimus comes from an observation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And therefore, Ava will always precede that Yira. And the Rambam says, U'kishemechashev bidvarim o'elu atzmon, in the midst of thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is mamalim with Ava, and gives him a thirst for Hashem, and a yearning to get closer to Hashem, tzom anafshi, u'kishemechashev bidvarim o'elu atzmon, miyad, hu nir ta'ala achayrov, he jumps back. The Rambam is using a physical image. It's like somebody that got too close to the fire because it's beautiful, and all of a sudden he says, "Oyve, I'm getting singed." And he runs back. He pulls back. Miyadu nirtal achayrav, v'yira, v'yifachev, v'yodeya. And he knows. What does he know? Shehu, birya ktana shvela afela. Ktana shvela afela. He's small. He's lowly, he's dark. It means he does not have any glance. He doesn't have any shine. Oimed b'das kalom me'uta lifnei tmim deyos. What am I doing in this palace? I'm naked. That's really what it is. And he runs for his life. According to the Rambam, that level of Yira, there's an absolute requirement to touch up that level of Yira. We keep talking about Yira Saraimimus, Yira Saraimimus, Yira Saraimimus. What does it mean that Yira, how do you recognize that you have Yira Saraimimus? The answer is, you run for Yira. The hergesh of your nothingness is a direct consequence of coming extremely close to a hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person's aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he has that hergesh of running for his life. Truth is that it lies in the words of the pasuk that I mentioned before, that Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Pe'el pe'adar be'boi b'mariv lo'i b'chidoi susmunas Hashem yabi. Right? Madu'a lo yireisim l'dabe b'avdi b'moshe. U'moshe ha'ya anav mikol odom ha'shafnei adama. The Rambam at the end of Ilchus Mitzaras, he says that the taich of this pasuk, why suddenly does the pasuk bring it that Moshe's anav? The argument is, how do you talk about Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the greatest Novi. How do you come to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu? Answers the Rambam that the Pasuk is trying to limit the damage of the Lashon Hara to teach you that even a very limited Lashon Hara leads to tzaraas and is a terrible thing. Kal v'chomer, a real Lashon Hara. Why is there a limit to this Lashon Hara? Because Lashon Hara has a lot to do with the impact of the Lashon Hara. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Teflon. It bounced right off of him. Because he had no hasogas about himself. So, whatever you say, I'm nothing. Nachnu ma. So the Pasuk says, according to the Rambam, look at it, it's the last Halach and Hilchus Tzaraas in Sefer Tara. Even though, he says about Miriam, she raised him, and she saved his life, and she's older than him, and she's a Neviah. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have any impact on him because he's a non of Mikol Adam. And Aval Pikein, look at the consequences of this Lashon Hara. Mitzayras Kasholeg. So you should understand the Chayim Ha'isur of Lashon Hara. So the Rambam is being, meanwhile, Masbir, what this Pasuk is doing here. Another Hasbir is exactly what we said before, and it's this Rambam. If you get that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the consequence of that has to be that And Memela Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the closest you could ever get, any human being could ever get, even Melech HaMashiach cannot get that close. So that kind of closeness has to lead to the Nachnu Mo Legamri, and Memela, a proof of Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, is that Moshe is Onav Mikol Adam HaShal Pnei Adam. There's an inevitable consequence of Onav Mikol Adam HaShal Pnei Adam. Says the Rambam, every person who's mismale ava, that ava inevitably has to lead to yira. What happens if it doesn't? It's a proof that there's no ava. That tsama nafshi lelekim has to lead to what the Rambam says afterwards, mo enosh kisis karenu. Zok the Rambam, moir de kepshat. K'moy she'omar David, ki ere shomecha maiset b'isecha v'chulu, mo enosh kisis karenu. The Rambam teaches up, not when I compare what you do, what is man. It's that, because when I see all of this, memeila am ismale ava, and I have this tremendous desire to embrace you, kivayochol, it's just at that moment that I realize, how can I embrace you? I am nothing. And you jump away from the embrace. And that's called yiras haroimimus. Yiras haroimimus in that sense is the opposite of ava, because ava is a magnet that pulls you into the palace and you want to touch the throne. And what is yira? The anti-magnet that makes you jump back, like two magnets that are near each other, and there's a certain tension, and then they snap close. Here it's the opposite. The closer you are, the more you pull away. And you can never get completely close. It's not shaykh. But not only is it not shaykh because we are human, but it's also not shaykh because in our hasaga we'll never get to that ultimate ava that destroys yira. So memelit is always a near talachayrav. You see here that according to the Rambam, what's the Seder Hadvar? The Mayach comes first too. Because the Hisbainanus is necessary. So you can't just simply look at a pretty sunset. You have to start thinking, how does this happen and who made this? And you look at everything that you see and you see the unbelievable construction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ein Lo Erech V'Loiketz to His Chochmah. Miyadu mishabeyachu mefoyer, and mishabeyachu mefoyer leads to misave taiva gdoila leida es Hashem agodol. And leida es Hashem agodol means leida in the intimacy of leida. And take a look at the lashon of the Balatanya. The hadas, the last paragraph, we'll stop after we finish, and we'll continue next time. Bli neder. Hadas hu miloshon v'odom yoda es chava, v'hu loshon his kashrus v'his chabrus. But he's learning, how does das mean chibur? It can't mean a physical chibur, obviously. So what does it mean, a chibur? So he says, shemekasher daitai, bekesher amitz bechozak miyoid, v'yitka machshavtai bechozak begedulas ein seif baruchu. And what is the consequences? V'ein masiach daitai mimenu. There's a famous story about the Baal Shem Tov, that I don't know if the story ever happened, but it's one of the stories they say about the Baal Shem Tov. And they say that somebody was being challenged, that they said about the Baal Shem Tov all kinds of things, and they feared that he was parading like a Mashiach Sheker Chas V'Sholem, where people were used to talk about these Mashiach Sheker, like Shabtai Tzvi and the others, that they can do all kinds of miracles, and they know how to read a person's mind, and Chochmas HaParzuf, and this and that, or whatever. So they said, they put the Baal Shem Tov on some sort of a trial in front of Rabbonim, and they asked him, they say about you, that you know what goes on in people's minds. You can read their minds. Is it true? And if it's true, tell me what's on my mind. So the Baal Shem Tov answered, you know what's on your mind? Ein oid movada. He says, you're wrong. I wasn't thinking of that at all. Baal Shem Tov says, you don't think about ein oid movada 24 hours a day? Who are you to criticize me? Dozok the Balatanya. Das
You have to understand the madregas that we're talking about. You know, it's very easy to read the Tanya. Everybody, all the chabads, because they learn Tanya before they learn Aleph Beis. But to learn Tanya is nishkan parsha tzacha. But to take it seriously and to understand where he's headed is an unbelievable madrega. For einay meisiach daitai ki af mishu chacham v'novim b'gdula saint soif baruch hu hinei im lo yekasha daitai v'yitka machshavtai b'chayzak u'bahasmada lo yoylid b'nafshe year of Ava Amitis, ki im demyoinois shav, valkena das hu kiyum hamidois vichiyusam, for hu koilo chesed ugvura pirish Ava vanofeha, the year of Anofeha. Chesed is Ava, yira is gvura, and all that comes from it. The what is das according to the Balatanya? Chochma is the spark of intuition. Vina is the development of that spark. What is das? Das is the ability to attach that to your very being in every moment of your life. The Hasaga of Hashem is the first and foremost thing. You'll ask the question that everybody asks. The person's busy contemplating the Ribbono Shel Olam Yomim V'Laila, when is their time to breathe? When is their time to learn? The question that they ask is also a question on the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam says, what is Avoida Me'ahava? You walk around the whole day thinking only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you function? So we spoke about that once a long, long time ago, I believe. But in any case, that's the requirement according to the Balatanya Perigimel. You have to have that connection to the idea in every moment of your day. And that is an Avoida Kasha Miyoid, of course, he says. And without that, then basically it's a lip service kind of living. Person goes around thinking thoughts of Ava and Yira. It has to have the nafkamina of being immediate and real. A tremendous, tremendous yisoid, even not alpisod. A person walks with the Ribbono Shel Olam in tandem. What do I mean by that? The pasuk says it. Hatznei aleches im elokecha. The Tanat Ve'eliyahu says, it doesn't say lifnei elokecha, it says im elokecha. Mahu holech imcha b'tzina af atah telech imo b'tzina. And this idea of aleches im Hashem, as opposed to lifnei Hashem, is halich lifonai ve'yesamim, means that the idea that there is an Eibishter in the world infuses every single thing that I do and think. And memela, of course, a person before he does an avera is scared out of his wits, and it's not shaykh to be nimshach to the Yetzirah, because how can I? Ribbono Shel Olam's right there. And on and on and on. His davening is different, his learning is different, his bein adam l'chaveru is different, his midas ha-chesed is different, everything in his metzias is different. But that requires das. Das is taking that idea that you can maybe park in the corner of your life and saying, no, this is life. And that's a chelik of the concept that is expressed elsewhere in the idea of ein oid milvadei. Okay, Bezus Hashem, I still have a few more things to say about this, and then we will continue.